Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining me today. So on today's show, I have two guests. I have Nicole Branning and Gabby Lopez. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great.
Doing well.
Yeah. And we were just talking. It's been like a year since you've been on the show. I mean, Gabby, Nicole, yeah, you aren't feeling good. I'm so glad you are feeling good today that you could be with us.
Yes, thank you.
So both of you work for the Children's Service Center, which is located here in Honesdale. But we are going to specifically talk about a special program that both of you work for. And you also have another team member that couldn't be here today, Charles, right? And it's the HOPE program. So do you ladies, you know, want to start? Nicole, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the Children's Service Center and how does HOPE fall underneath that and what it stands for?
Sure. So yes, we are a part of the Children's Service Center and our program is HOPE, which stands for Helping to Overcome Psychosis Early. The HOPE program treats individuals between the ages of 15 to 30 who are experiencing early signs of psychosis.
Okay. So how long has this program been around?
So this program has been around for quite some time. It began in Wilkes-Barre. And currently we here in Honesdale, we've been around for 2 years now, and as well as in Carbon and Monroe area.
Right, right. So you know, if anyone, because this radio show hits a lot of different areas, so, you know, maybe you're not a Wayne County resident, but, you know, Monroe or in Wilkes-Barre area, Luzerne County, you know, you can definitely use this information for anyone, right?
Yes.
So we're talking about, you know, overcoming early psychosis. I think that's really an important key, you know, to this, is to help individuals, because as you mentioned, it's for ages 15 to 30, right?
Yes.
And so are those the ages that are kind of coming about, because that's when it could first develop, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Yeah.
And so what are some of the signs that someone may see, you know, if they're experiencing psychosis?
So some of the signs that they might be feeling are confused thinking, unwanted thoughts, having false beliefs, hearing or seeing things that others can't experience, distressed feelings, feeling paranoid, unpredictable behavior, uncomfortable with themselves, and it can also be interfering with their work and school. And a big thing that we do see is that most of our clients isolate.
Okay. And, you know, and I think that's kind of really difficult right now. You know, we've kind of come out of that 2 year of COVID-19 where so many people were isolated, right? And now if they're not coming back out, that's a real concern.
Yes.
For these individuals. You know, can sometimes, is there a cause for these individuals to experience a psychosis?
Sure. Yeah. So some of the psychosis can be caused by severe stress or anxiety, brain abnormalities, trauma, substance use, and it could be genetic as well.
Right. So maybe they have a family member or something. So, you know, so we're, you know, reaching out to the community, hoping to get the word out about this. This is an awesome program that we have here in our community for individuals. If someone's listening, sometimes they can only listen for the first couple of minutes. Is there a phone number if they had to leave that they can call for more information? And we'll kind of mention it at the end again.
Yes, absolutely. So they can call our office at Honesdale. It's 570-253-0321.
Right. So, you know, so if someone's out there listening and they want to, you know, call for more information, or if they're the individual themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't always have to be a referral that comes from a physician, correct?
Correct. It can be a self-referral. You can call and ask for the HOPE team, and we will call you back and have
Nicole's, right?
Go through.
Yeah, because you both have different roles, right?
We do.
Yes.
So do you want to, like, kind of talk about that a little bit? So, like, Nicole, what would, so if someone called and there's three of you on your team, right?
There
Charles
is.
Couldn't be here today. So what is your role?
Yes, so I am the CEES, which stands for the Supported Employment and Education Specialist. So I help individuals that are in high school or if they want to go off to college. My main goal is for them to be successful in school and to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they struggle academically. Sometimes they may need an IEP, you know, so I work very closely with the school district. I sit in on SAP meetings. I work with the guidance counselors
mm-hmm.
just to help these individuals graduate high school. And then if they'd want to pursue either employment or college after, I would help them work closely with the employer just to kind of get them a job and without, you know, letting them know any type of information about, you know, their symptoms that they're experiencing.
Right.
And the main goal is for them to be employed and have received competitive employment,
mm-hmm.
which means that they are having the same exact pay as anybody else, regardless
right.
of their
right. Right.
psychosis.
And I think that one point that I also want to bring up, too, is you work with these individuals, but when you do this work, it's confidential
yes.
for your
absolutely.
Clients, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know, sometimes individuals, you know, a lot of us want to be private. We don't necessarily want individuals to know our medical, you know, medical diagnoses and stuff like that. But, you know, you're kind of just that assist person and, you know, that mm-hmm. helps them with that part of their lives. If that's, you know, what they, even graduating high school is an important factor
yes,
in
definitely.
These individuals' lives. And so, Gabby, what is some of your role as, I think you said a blended case manager,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's correct. So as a blended case manager, I collaborate with the rest of the team. I do want to put it out there that we work very closely with each other. And my role in this team is to provide resources and services to our clients and their families. Now, not only to do that, I also work with the individual closely to achieve their goals and focus on what goals they would like to work on during the time that we meet.
Mm-hmm.
So like it could be something small as in like physical goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be going to the gym with the client because they feel anxious and paranoid. I will actually go to the gym with the client, and that has been happening.
Okay, that's not such a bad thing, right?
Yes. Our roles work very, they overlap.
Overlap.
Uh-huh.
They definitely
right.
do. So,
right.
you know, we had, for instance, one individual that wanted to seek employment,
mm-hmm.
but was having difficulty and wanted to maybe lose some weight before
okay.
seeking
mm-hmm.
employment. So Gabby and I worked very closely, and we were in the pool and doing Zumba and water aerobics and
that's probably, you know, some of the highlights of your day, but you know, also sometimes very challenging with individuals.
Yes.
Which again, you're here to kind of help that whole individual become whole, because you've had success stories, correct?
Oh yes,
that's correct.
We're not mentioning any names,
mm-hmm.
you know, keeping privacy, but do you have a story that you can share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And Nicole, fill in whenever you feel like it. So we had an individual that at first came to us with severe anxiety, high paranoia, and the voices were absolutely strong and overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to collaborate with the family, with the client, to come up with goals that we can help him achieve. And one of those goals was to graduate from high school because previously he was struggling with his grades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is where Nicole comes in. She provides her help with the school, collaborates with the school to help this individual succeed in school. My goal was to provide assistance to the family and to the client to help them achieve these goals and help the mom particularly, because she was very involved,
mm-hmm.
To find ways to provide that support for the
mm-hmm.
client.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck, our supervisor and our therapist, was the person providing those coping skills, providing that support that the client need during that entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And this client ended up graduating from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole was able to get him a couple of jobs, if you want to speak upon that.
Yeah. a couple of jobs that, you know, he was able to, the first job, maybe like a little bit of stress and some anxiety and everything, but then he was able to go and he found another job that he was, you know, doing really well at. He got a driver's license. He went to the prom, you know, he graduated high school, applied for college.
Yeah.
And got accepted to college, you know, after taking his SATs and everything, and he went off to school.
That's, you know, that is a success story. So, you know, and I hope individuals out, you know, here today listening, and you could also listen to the recording, you know, we're talking about the HOPE program from the Children's Service Center. HOPE stands for Helping to Overcome Psychosis Early Again, which is a great program. And again, success stories mean so much in our community, and that the help is there. Mm-hmm. You know, does this fall under insurance, or is this a free program? I'm not quite sure.
Yes, Carol. Actually, I can answer that question.
That's where Gabby comes in. Okay.
That is my role. My role is to assist with any medical assistance. So our program bestly runs with medical assistance. Now, some people might think, oh, well, I don't qualify for medical assistance, and I will help that individual file for that application,
mm-hmm.
And find a way, even though your income is high, find a way to be accepted.
Right.
And it's through our program. Mm-hmm. So that should not be a problem.
Right.
Coverage should not mm-hmm. Cause you not to call or even receive any services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the phone number again? So if anyone's listening, who can they call for more information?
Yeah. Our Honesdale office, the phone number is 570-253-0321.
Right. You know, one thing that was also interesting that that I found would be very helpful for individuals is teaching them tools, mm-hmm. teaching them coping skills, which, you know, many of us don't know, or we're not quite sure, even if we don't have psychosis, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, a complete picture of how well-rounded this program is, and how successful, you know, it is in our community, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
And I just wanted to add there, we are run through a coordinated care approach. Basically, what that means is that the staff emphasize in sharing decision-making and focus on helping individuals reach their recovery goal. Mm-hmm. And we work extremely intensely together. And this is including, like, the therapy portion, medical management, case management, mm-hmm. crisis, family education support, a peer specialist, and Nicole, who is our supportive employment education specialist.
And another great thing about the program is that we are mobile.
Oh.
So we go to our clients.
Yes.
Wow. That is correct. Wow. I didn't really realize that. So that is a great asset. So you can actually maybe go into their home.
Yes. Their homes, the schools.
Community.
Community.
Okay.
You know, if they can't get to the office, we go to them.
Right, right. Which, you know, oftentimes transportation, you know, could be an issue for some individuals out there.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So again, you know, this is for, you know, wrap up individuals, mm-hmm. Ages 15 to 30, right?
Yes.
And they have to be experiencing psychosis?
That is correct. Having signs and symptoms of psychosis.
Okay. And what are some of the signs that people, again, may recognize?
So hearing or seeing things other people can be seeing. Distressed feelings, feeling paranoid, uncomfortable with themselves, isolating. And I just want to mention, Carol, this is, it is specifically for Wayne Pike counties.
Oh.
So we also cover Pike County, but we also are in Luzerne, Wyoming, Carbon, and Monroe counties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, it is truly amazing to have so much, you know, to have this program in all these different areas again.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know we do a lot of shows for Wayne County, right?
Yeah.
But oftentimes a lot of our groups cover both. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that it's also for Pike County residents.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and you would travel out there to Pike County too, right?
Yes, we do. Sometimes we drive over an hour and a half one way to get mm-hmm. there, but yep.
Right, right. So, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, you know, if you want to know more about the whole program, please call Children's Service Center at 570-253-0321, and they have just great information. So, Nicole and Gabby, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening, and have a great day.